My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our man Jonathan Walker says, Dukes and Bell, Sunday cannot get here fast enough. I can't blanking wait. Neither can we. There's an excitement in the air, man. Coach Rod joined us last hour. For those who missed it, it's online at odyssey.com, and we'll rehash some of the things that he said to us at 5 o'clock.
But he was very forthcoming about Kyle Pitts' status, the fact that Kyle Pitts has been dealing with a hamstring now for at least a couple of days.
Yeah, and again, I said to him, I'm on edge, and he said, you have every right to be on edge. That's not what I was expecting him to say.
You were looking for a little more positive reinforcement yes. when it came to Pitts.
Don't say that.
But look, Kyle Pitts has got a lot of supporters because everyone likes the guy. We want to see him succeed. Not like we're banging on Pitts. It's just you kind of roll your eyes when you hear this going in week one. Hopefully it doesn't affect him and he can't have the impact we're all expecting him to have.
With that, guys, big first week of college football. We'll talk about what's going to happen as we get closer to the weekend here on Friday with the Dogs. Georgia Tech has another big game. But Bill Bender is here, Sporting News, senior college football writer, as we always do. Let's talk some Dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
Well, Bill, I want to start with something that my partner has had to deal with the last 2 weeks.
Do we have to?
We have to. And that is Florida State losing not only at a neutral site in Ireland, but then losing at home the other night. He's been heartbroken and upset. And
kind of saw a little bit of this coming, though, because of the nature of the makeup of the team, Carl.
Yes, but it doesn't change your emotions. No. You have been distraught.
The season's over.
The season is
the
over.
The season is over for Florida State. There's nothing to do. I'm going to go down next week to Memphis at noon because now you're stuck in noon games because you suck, Bill. I'm sorry. It's Bill's time.
Yeah, see? This is what happens. Bill Bender, you tell us what you think about this situation as they've started the season 0-2.
I mean, shocking. I picked them to win the ACC. I'm not ashamed to admit it because I'm not the only one that did. A product of maybe too many transfers. This is the other side of the transfer portal, right? Everybody wants to proclaim themselves the portal king, and then when it goes wrong, we don't really look at the reasons why. I was stunned at the way both Georgia Tech and Boston College were able to kind of push them around and run the football and do the things. They can still win the ACC, as crazy as that sounds, but there's like zero margin for error, and they have to hope that it gets wild here the rest of the season.
Bill, the philosophy of, you know, using as many of those transfer portal players, I was in Dublin for that game. I was in the airport with some of those players. I mean, we all know now we can actually criticize them because they are getting paid. They're no longer the student athlete. Carl had a great point yesterday. Coach said he's looking for leaders. If you don't have leaders by week two, you really are screwed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you need to have those players that can step up in the locker room when things are going wrong. And I think that's something to keep in mind as we move forward. And for me, I mean, a lot of people are piling on DJU. I don't necessarily like that. You know, it's not all him. Yes, there's been some accuracy issues. But, yes, there were some drop balls the other night on the good throws he had. I think that's a convenient – he is part of the issue, but he's not the entire reason they're 0-2. You know that.
Right. No, the linebackers can't tackle. The arm tackling, and also the Bill O'Brien seeing what Georgia Tech did and running basically the same stuff right at Florida State.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you got a talented quarterback. I think that's the other, like, underplayed story here is how about Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Coming in there day one, and you know, I remember him when he was at Penn State. You know, I still think of him as that coach, what he inherited there, and right away they were competitive in his first year there. He's a very good college football coach. I think he's in the right spot there, too, and you know, there, I was talking today in a meeting. I said, wouldn't it be kind of ironic if 40 years after the Doug Flutie Hail Mary, they get in the mix there with Boston College, and what if at the end of the road it was them in Miami? That would be something else.
I agree. That would be, you talk about a throwback. Bill Bender joining us, Sporting News, senior college football writer. All right, let's talk about the Georgia Bulldogs because they looked as dominant as we expected them to be. I think a lot of people always wonder going into a season, right, is this team going to be as good as what we had a few years ago with the national championship teams? I think they are, Bill. And, you know, I think that dominance in the second half and the adjustments by Mike Bobo showed Georgia fans that they're going to be in the mix. We figured they'd be a college football playoff team. But they already look like one of the most dominant teams in college football, the way they beat Clemson.
They're one of three. Then I'll tell you the other two after. But for the Bulldogs right now, Carson Beck, complete control. First half, no mistakes. Manipulates the pocket well. I know that's a quarterback phrase there. But a couple times you can see him look off a defender and then find the open man. Just no mistakes. Defense looks fast, furious, angry. And we all know, and I've said that on your show before, that Kirby can play the underdog card as well as anybody. Now that they didn't win one, he's going to say nobody believed in us when they are number one. But I think guarding against complacency, as they still got a lot of road tests in the SEC.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, Texas, Bama. They have a big boy schedule, and we'll see if they can get through it.
Talking with the Bill Bender guys from Sporting News, college football here on the waitfor.com hotline. The games from the first weekend, I know it's hard to get, you know, you want to overreact, but Miami looked really good against Florida. Mm-hmm. Billy Napier's basically calling his fan base goobers, and Cam Ward looks like the guy you wanted to get in the portal.
Cam Ward played really well, under control, gave them something they haven't had in a long time, and that's an answer at quarterback that is steady hand, whether you distribute the ball. A couple of those throws in the end zone were quite amazing, too. There was that 20-yard touchdown throw in the back of the end zone. That was an NFL throw, and he did very well. Florida's a weird one. You know, I was talking to my editor, Bill Trochee. He lives down there in the Atlanta area, by the way. I was telling him the other day, it's like, there's no such thing as a hot seat to me. They'll just fire you, right? Like, if they get put up with it, you can say somebody. I mean, Billy Napier's been on the hot seat since we've talked about college football in May. Their schedule's brutal. And that looks brutal. It's always worse when you get beat like that at home against a rival, and they got beat down pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. You said there were two other teams that you thought were in Georgia's class. Who are they?
Well, one's up here where I'm at in Columbus. I think the Buckeyes have a lot of depth. Will Howard settled in. It took them a quarter against Akron, then they started rolling. Their defense pretty dominant. And we know they can play with Georgia. We have the evidence from last couple years ago. They – you know, played one of the best games we've ever seen. Alabama's the other one. And I think Alabama, with Jalen Milroe, Kalen DeBoer, that combination of offense, the big plays, it's so conveniently easy to figure out or to forget how good they are and what their roster has. So they would be next. And then I'd say Texas has the spotlight this weekend at Michigan. They got to go up there and win. A lot of people writing off the Wolverines in that game. I'm not there just because – I'm not going to write off somebody that's won 23 in a row at home.
That's a good point. Meanwhile, Ohio State, Will Howard under center. You know, they're going to go to, I'm not put words in your mouth, Bill, but they're going to go to their typical nonsense max schedule before. Eventually, they'll lock horns with Oregon, who's got Dylan Gabriel, right, from the former Oklahoma Sooner quarterback. Ohio State, they've got everything, like a new coordinator with Chip Kelly, but the quarterback to me seems like he's not even one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country.
I thought Oregon took a minute to get going last week, too. One thing, I'm going to point this out, and I've said this all week, and it's just something I've been harping on. You guys watched USC-LSU, right?
Yes.
There's something to be said to me about a quarterback that waits his turn. You know, LSU, Nussmeier waited his turn. He played well. Miller Moss waited his turn at USC, played awesome. Carson Beck waited his turn at Georgia. How's he looked the last 2 years? Right. I don't think you get the most out of your quarterback when you get a transfer quarterback till the second season. I always point to Joe Burrow as the best evidence of that. So, for me, it might take time with Will Howard. It might take time with Dylan Gabriel. Cam Ward, that was the exception.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last weekend, he played lights out. Riley Leonard at Notre Dame. He struggled at times, even though they had that win. It was an ugly win, but a big win for the Irish.
We're talking with our guy Bill Bender, sporting news college football writer here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You know, we talk about these quarterbacks, and you're saying transfers. What do you think of Shador Sanders? I mean, this is going to be an interesting quarterback class in the spring when all of this shakes out. Now, again, we don't know how that's going to look, but, you know, we brought up Carson Beck. A lot of people think he is the best quarterback in college football, maybe the number one overall pick. What do you think of Sanders?
Dominant. I love him. I love that he hangs in the pocket, hasn't had a running game for 2 years, takes some shot, throws a beautiful deep ball, by the way. 5 of 8 on a 20 passes 20 yards or more last week, hitting Horn, hitting Hunter for big plays. They're in the spotlight this weekend. I know there's so much attention, right or wrong, on Colorado, and people have opinions. That's fine. I've thought from watching Shador Sanders from day one, he hangs in there, the toughness. It's almost like Deion is giving NFL scouts great tape because he's constantly doing this under duress. He's been amazing.
Yeah. And then, you know, to have one of the best two-way players. A guy, when's the last time you saw a guy, literally, if that's not the shoe-in for the Heisman, if those numbers keep – if Colorado doesn't win another game, right, Hunter should be the guy that should be in New York grabbing that Heisman trophy if he's playing 110 snaps on both sides.
I always tell a story. Growing up in Ohio, we saw Charles Woodson play in high school as a tailback. And I've always thought Charles Woodson, Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, those were the kind of the two-way guys that I always pointed to. I mean, I think Bo Jackson could have played linebacker, by the way. But what Travis Hunter's doing is really unprecedented. I think how good he was at receiver and then to be able to play on the other side, it is a wide-open Heisman race. I mean, guys like Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, more quarterbacks will jump in there. I mean, Cam Ward. To me, if you're saying best player in college football, the first name that comes out of my mouth is Travis Hunter.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's just hard to debate his impact on both sides of the ball when he's as dominant as he's been. Bill, as we talk about, you know, moving forward and what this is going to look like, what is your opinion on the 12-team college football playoff? I'm for it. I think it's going to be great. I think this first week gave us a glance at, you know, hey, anything can happen. We're going to have great games, and there'll be balance across college football. Do you like it, and do you think immediately once we get past this that there'll be another expansion?
I think eventually, yes. I'm hopeful. I mean, I was pointing to that USC-LSU game as that's what a quarterfinal could look like.
Sure.
How about the atmosphere? How about the fans and the intense? That was an intense game. That's why Brian Kelly was hammering the podium afterward. I mean, it was awesome to watch. And I hope they're like that. And I hope there's – I still want there to be regular season consequences. I want fans to feel the sting of that first loss, of that rivalry loss. But, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of excitement when we get those games. What I can't wait for is the first time we get to see one of those games on campus, like a Notre Dame-Tennessee or an LSU-Michigan, whatever. They're going to be fun.
Right on. Again, unless, of course, you're a Florida State fan, in which case your season
it's
is
over. It's over.
Thanks, Bill.
Uh-huh. Hey, thank you so much, Bill. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, I didn't say that. You guys are great.
No, it's my team. I said it.
Bill said they have zero margin for error. They could still win the ACC. It's not happening. But there's a possibility that they could win. It's not going to happen.
Do you realize
it? They could do it.
Do you realize Las Vegas took the Florida State over-under from 9.5 down to 5.5?
I'm going to jump on that.
The Florida State over-under is now 5.5 wins. I mean, that's it. Because as you said, I used your quote in the interview. I quoted you.
What?
When you're looking for leaders in week two, you have no leaders. No. You are screwed.
Yeah. Give it to me, O. Give it to me.
I
called three of my buddies. They said, hey, man, get up early, run down to Florida State next weekend for Memphis.
You're not going?
Well, I'm going to go by myself.
You're not going to go.
What am I going to be?
You're not going to go support?
You're going to be like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite? I wish you guys would be supportive of my Seminoles.
All right, coming up. Thank you, Coach Key.
Run the ball.
That is all you have to do on Florida State.
Season's over. This is over. Game over, man. Game over.
By the way, I just watched that again because this new Aliens is coming out.
Yes.
So Aliens.
Looks great.
Which is still my favorite Aliens movie. Right. I loved it. It was absolutely incredible.
This little girl survived for 6 months. We'll put her in charge, man.
Mark Romani, ESPN Falcons reporter. He's the one that said and put the report out there about Kyle Pitts and this hammy. We're going to get the latest from him. Coach Ra answered the question just about an hour ago on this show. Mark Raimondi joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're some real pretty now, man.
You finished.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
And we're back live, Carl, at Taco Mac Marietta.
Yeah, we were saying what's up to some of our listeners, Mike. Was that guy getting after you about Florida State, by the way?
Oh, no. He said he felt for me because he's been down this road before with his prospective teams.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was joking around with Carl. It's no joke. I can't get any of my Florida State friends who live in Atlanta to drive to the Memphis game at noon.
I see how you
weekend.
Guys are. I see how you
yeah.
guys are.
Oh, they're fair weather. Hey, I took the Florida State license plate holder off the ride.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't – I cannot have that beautiful car – honored by that license plate holder.
Yeah, Mike.
And
Norvell,
I was taking too much abuse on the interstate.
Well, I was going to say, Norvell did let you down. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to coming up. We've got some guy talk, also Falcon reports on the way, but Mark Raimondi is here from ESPN. And, Mark, you kind of set us off today, bro, because, you know, that report out there about Kyle's hamstring, and we were like, no! And then we asked Coach Ra about it, and he owned it and was like, look, you've got every reason to be on edge. That's how I explained it to him. Tell us what you know and tell us, do you think he is going to be 100% for the game on Sunday?
Well, that was definitely my introduction to, you know, Kyle Pitts mania, so to speak, because I know fans and not just Falcons fans, but, fantasy football fans around the league are, you know, people who drafted Kyle Pitts are kind of, waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen. But it seems like he's okay. I mean, we talked to him a little bit today. He said he really didn't have, you know, his idea of a limitation today was maybe he missed one play or two plays. That was it. And Zach Robinson spoke just now, just a few minutes ago, the offensive coordinator, and he said that he didn't really have too many limitations. He seemed like he was a full go. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be anything, any kind of a big deal. He's going to play on Sunday. It doesn't sound like he'll be limited at all on Sunday. I know how these things go, and you know, we'll have to wait and see. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like it's a big thing.
Mark, you don't realize what a big thing this is. No, because this has been a great debate. No, about Kyle Pitts, because, you know, this, and again, 1 week doesn't mean the season. But we get so just, I don't know, twitchy when you hear about injuries with Pitts. We'll move on. What about this defense, man? How are they going to get after? Presumably, it is Russell Wilson, but are you going to? You think we blitz a lot, or you think it's a combination of the base package and then they're going to dial up blitzes when it sounds like the right thing?
Yeah, it's going to be schemes. It's going to be some blitzing. Look, the Steelers have their offensive line right now is dealing with a lot of injuries. The rookie tackle is really only practicing this week. He'll play probably, but he's only going to get practice reps this week, and they're missing another player from their line. It's going to be a potential showcase for this new Falcons pass rush with Matthew Judon leading the way. And you know, Russell Wilson is a guy. Since he was drafted in 2012, no quarterback has been sacked more than Russell Wilson. So if this pass rush is going to break out, now is the time to do it. Week one, you know, you got out there and you get to Russell Wilson a few times, and you know, then we're talking about, you know, kind of set the tone for the rest of the season.
We've heard a lot of good things since Justin Simmons has gotten here. I mean, he seems like he's on point, Mark. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a vet. He's been an all-pro. But we were talking to Rob about it. I just want to get your take on his addition to this team now. He's been on the field. He says he's up to date on what they're asking him to do, and he's ready to go.
One thing that stands out just right away, and you know, he's still only a few weeks in here in Atlanta, but just a professional, just a pro, you know, the consummate pro. And, you know, he's a veteran, and he's a smart guy, it seems like, by all accounts. And, yes, he's only really been practicing for a few days again, but I think you put him there with Jesse Bates, and you're confident from the jump that he's gonna be good, you know, and that secondary is gonna be, you know, get a real shot in the arm from a guy like Justin Simmons being there.
It's Mark Raimondi, guys, covers the Falcons every day for ESPN. You'll hear our conversation with Coach Ra coming up a little bit later in the show. Mark, I mean, Kirk Cousins, we know what we should expect. Anywhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, that's his resume. But what should Falcon fans expect? We never got to see him in the preseason because of the Achilles. Hell, we didn't get to see any of the starters in the preseason. How sloppy do you think, not Kirk Cousins, but do you think there'll be the usual preseason mistakes and penalties?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things because it's also his first game since week 8 last year, and it's his first game since that surgically repaired torn Achilles. And I actually asked him a few minutes ago that about, you know, you're going to get hit for the first time. You know, you weren't hit at all during the preseason. There was no real pass, you know, there was no pass rush in practice and OTAs. And he said he's actually looking forward a little bit to getting that first hit, you know, get it out of the way first quarter. He said he would thank the defender, whoever it is that sacks him, you know, within reason, just to get, kind of get a little blood in his mouth, he said. So I think he'll ultimately be okay. I really do think that it may take a little bit for this Falcons offense to start clicking on that level because of some of that, you know, they're not familiar with each other. Yes, it's practice is one thing, but it's not a game. And Cousins coming out the injury. You know, I don't know if we'll see the best version of the Falcons offense until maybe a few weeks in. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe they feel otherwise, but you kind of get that impression.
Yeah, and I do. I hope you're wrong. It's Mark Raimondi because we need to score some points on Sunday. We're going to talk with him. He's dropped off there. We'll get him back on in just a second to finish up our conversation. We're live at Taco Mac, by the way, Dallas Highway right here in Marietta. So we're hanging out, man.
And I know I asked Coach this. It's just one of my, you know, things we talked about every day. You and I have worked together 10 years is the lack of pass rush for the Falcons. And I just think the aggressiveness we want to see. Bend, don't break. I don't want to hear about it. I know the key to any kind of zone defense is you've got to get pressure from your down linemen, or in this case, your down linemen and your outside linebackers.
All right, Mark Raimondi's back. I just wanted to ask you what's your concern about our team?
Cancel me? What's going on here?
We would never do that. That's the Kyle Pitts fans. What's your concern about this team heading into week one? You've seen them. We've seen them up close and personal. You've been there every day. If somebody saw you on the street and they said, hey, what's the concern about the team? What is it for you?
I think maybe depth at wide receiver is a little bit of a concern with Rondale Moore out now for the season. I don't really know if there was anyone that stepped up big in his place. And depth at corner, you know, depth at corner I think is a concern. I think Carr Phillips is a really nice player. He's young and he has a chance to break out at some point. But Mike Hughes is still the number two corner opposite A.J. Terrell. You know, can A.J. Terrell have a really big season again? You know, hasn't had an interception since, you know, 2021. So there's a few questions for me. Certainly Justin Simmons makes that secondary better. And Matthew Judon makes the secondary better by, you know, he's a guy that's going to get to the quarterback. We know that. He's established. So those would be kind of the main things that I would underscore if you're a Falcons fan to look for in week one and beyond.
Mark Raimondi is with us, guys, from ESPN.com, covering the Falcons, again, the Steelers. We know, I talked about it with Coach, we're going to have a lot of Steelers fans in there. I mean, the idea that this team, the business model we've been harping on is scoring more points. That was before we got Judon. And now, hopefully, a defense can take advantage of perhaps being up by a score or more. And that's what we did in 2016. We brought in Dwight Freeney. We had a young nucleus on defense, and we really went to work. Could you foresee that with this team in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, potentially. Look, I think the offense, it may take a little bit, but the offense is going to be fine. Bijan Robinson is one of the very best running backs in the league, and Tyler Allgeier is not bad either, and I think he's going to be a big part of the offense as well, which I think probably Bijan Robinson's fantasy owners don't want to hear, but Tyler Allgeier got a lot of carries and got a lot of reps with the first team in training camp. So I think it's going to be, it has the potential, the upside, to be a very high-powered offense. And the defense, you know, we just don't know because we haven't seen it with Judon and Simmons yet. And I really think that it may be a team-wide thing where they're not going to be clicking on all cylinders until later on in the season. We just don't know. You know, we just don't know. But I do think that we've been talking about it for a while, guys. There should be hope. You know, there should be hope in Atlanta because on paper, it's a pretty good, darn good team.
It is.
It just, I think it's frustrating. I know I asked you earlier, Carl, and I was just talking about it, not getting to see the starters. So around the league, you know, college football, we saw the same thing in college. Some like Georgia, look at the Georgia game. Skittish, right, to start the game?
Yeah.
Against Clemson, eventually things get rolling. Last question, high scoring, or you think this thing, you know, in the 20s, where do you see it going?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Could be.
We bet on these games, Mark.
It's so hard to say, you know, it's so hard to say because we just haven't seen, you know, we haven't seen this unit, you know, either side, you know, in prime time, so to speak. We have not seen them in a real game, so it's really hard to say. And that's kind of the beauty of week one, right? There's so much unknown, and, you know, there's hope around the league. There's hope all across the country for everyone's teams. And, you know, I think Atlanta should have more hope than a lot of teams, certainly, but it's just so hard to say, you know, what. I mean, even Raheem Morris, he's been asked a lot during this offseason in the summer. What is this team's identity? And he said the guy's got to go out there and prove that and show that what it is, because it's not clear until they get out there and start playing.
No doubt. Mark Raimondi, we look forward to visiting with you through the course of the season. Guys, it's here, week one. Steelers in town on Sunday. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark, thanks so much, man, and try not to upset those Kyle Pitts fans, will you?
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
3-point favorites right now are the Falcons, and the over-under is 42.
Has that moved?
It's been pretty static, if we're honest. Money line is Falcons minus 160.
Okay.
Steelers are plus 135. So you have to bet 160 to win 100. So Vegas likes the Falcons in this. For those who don't do math, I know I went to FSU, but that 24-21 would put you over.
I like the Falcons too. Duh. But I like them for realistic reasons, as we'll continue to break the reasons down. But, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Had a lot of travel experiences on the sojourn over there to Europe, to Ireland and Italy. Carl, what if I told you a 3-hour tour turned into being trapped in the Vatican? We'll explain next, live from Taco Mac here in Marriott on Dallas Highway. Dukes of Bell live till 7.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. Yes.
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the play is.
Where the play is play. Hey, by the way, every time I come up here to Dallas Highway in Marietta, I get a different route from Waze.
Yeah.
You notice? I guess because sometimes the traffic, so they just get you, you know. Because I had no idea where I was. I mean, if my car broke down today or something, I'd have to drop breadcrumbs. I mean,
I don't know where I'm at.
I went past Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield site or the park, and I'm like, I'm in Kennesaw? What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually pretty good with my directions, but I was like, I'm six ways to Sunday where the heck I was.
It's
from where I live, guys. I live south. I live all the way down to Peachtree City, so you can understand why.
Yeah.
They route me a little bit differently than your commute home.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, we were just talking to a gentleman. He lives up here, and he's originally from New York. But we were just talking about how this area's grown, man. And
huge, yeah. Man. I remember being out here 25 years ago, man.
There's
it's insane.
There's nothing
right
out here.
Hey, man, it's pretty funny. We didn't get a chance to play this audio. You may have already seen it because it's been out there for 3 days, but I wanted you to hear it. A guy named Josh Prey is a big, big Florida Gators fan, and he's also literally a big guy. He's kind of a large man.
Sure.
But anyway, the video is altogether 3 minutes long. We can't play the whole thing for you, but he decided after the loss, after Miami Hurricanes come down to his beloved sacred ground of the Swamp, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, and dispatch the Gators and humiliate them, he decided it was so bad he had to go to Denny's and then lay this on the line.
You understand me? I am in front of a damn Denny's. Right now, a Denny's. Right now, a that is Denny's out there. Florida Gators, y'all supposed to make me want to go to Ruth Chris. Y'all supposed to make me want to go to Ruth Chris and get a medium steak, because I know how to eat a medium steak now, in the water with a couple of lemon. I want to be exotic. I throw a lime in there. But no, you got me a Denny's where I'm not sure if the damn plates are clean and they wash their forks. But you know what? I don't care. I ain't finna go in here and ask for no plastic. Might have fat ass finna go in here and sit at the bar. You know how pathetic I gotta be to sit at a damn bar in Denny's?
Again, he goes on and on. I think this guy is definitely going to have, like, the huck to a girl, a chance to perhaps maybe market this and turn this into something, certainly something on Barstool Sports or Bleacher Report, because this guy's got strong opinions on his Florida Gators and the sad state of affairs of Gator football.
Yeah, I got a tune of this or wind of this and got a chance to hear it. I laughed the first time I heard it. I know you probably, that's your first time hearing it. But you know what? That's the frustration, man. That's real. I mean, here's the deal. We all invest so much into these teams, and certainly our college teams. And, you know, when things go bad, and especially when you lose at home to your rival, I said this, it was bad when I saw in the beginning of the fourth quarter, Florida fans leaving the stadium. And I was like, ooh, first game of the season. People showed up, Mike. It was hot as Hades out there. It was like 90 plus. It felt like 100 on the field. And I was like, oh, this is not good. So he's got every right to go off. But that is classic, and I think you're going to hear more of that with Florida this year.
Well, it's like when I was leaving the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. You know, you take to Twitter, you grab your phone, and as walking out, as I'm saying, we couldn't tackle, basic strategy, throwing the football. And there's a lady behind me. That's right. She's over my shoulder. Florida State fans like, what he said? Going bananas. We talked a little bit yesterday about some of my stuff over there in Europe. Had an amazing vacation and was able to bookend football with Georgia Tech and Florida State with Formula One and the Italian Grand Prix. It was great. But one of the things I've always wanted to do, Carl, I've been to the Sistine Chapel, but I never got to take the Vatican Museum tour.
Okay.
And I know for those who read the Da Vinci Code, they take a lot of stuff that's in there and mishmash it and make it into a lot of nonsense, but they've got stuff that goes back 3,000 and 4,000 years. They've got, I mean, things from before even the Roman Empire existed. It's mind-blowing. So I want to see, in addition, obviously, the Christian relics and statues and the unbelievable paintings and all that. So Becky, my wife, and we said this yesterday, we don't do anything organized. When we go on a vacation, we just want to chill out, you know, toes in the sand. Rarely are we going to have anything set. So this was one I said, look, we got to do this. You're going to hate yourself if you don't see the Sistine Chapel. You know, the creation of man, God touching Adam, all that stuff. Famous. Maybe you've seen the T-shirt for people up there in Ball Ground. Anyway, I said, let's do the tour. So we get down to Vatican, and this is where the Pope lives, for those Vatican City. It's a little spot in Rome. So outside the big wall, you're supposed to meet where the entrance is, and then you have your tour people. And so the tour people, there's a lot of young 20-somethings, probably college kids, some Americans, because the tour is going to be an English tour, so okay, everything in English. So this woman comes up, and she's beautiful, striking, almost kind of looked like the Tony Soprano's mistress in like the third season.
The Russian?
No, the one that was the car dealer.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, the one at the car dealership.
All right.
Beautiful. So she comes over, and she's like, I think you're with me, my group. And the kids go, oh, no, that's the group too. And all of a sudden, George Costanza's mom comes out.
Oh, goodness.
And that's going to be our tour guide for the Vatican tour.
So you went from being like, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I've got this beautiful Italian woman who's going to tell us all about the Vatican. And now I've got George Costanza's mom. And it's literally, and so the tour begins, and her translations and her English wasn't as good as the other ladies. So she would make a point. You look at this thing right here, the pine cone. It is it's a statue. Pay attention to me. I mean, this went on and on and on.
How long?
So it's supposed to be 2 hours and 45 minutes. We were in there for 3 hours and 45 minutes. There was a guy with his daughter, his 10-year-old daughter from Chicago, and he looks at me and he goes, are we ever going to get out of here?
What are you trying?
He goes, I just want to see the Sistine Chapel.
You can't leave the tour?
It was like if you had to cover every ounce and inch of Six Flags before they let you ride the big roller coaster at the end. I mean, all of a sudden, I felt like I was back in high school with the worst teacher that you couldn't stand to get out of the class.
Get out of class, yeah.
And the worst part was that she showed there was some reference to the...
Surprise, nobody faked a stomach. My stomach!
She references one of these bad popes of the Medici's, you know, were in charge. And she goes, and do you know what the Medici's symbol was? I go, the lion. That's right, the lion. And now after the rest 3 hours of the tour, all she does is lock on to me. And I can't,
because you've answered, because
I've answered a question. I've showed interest, some basic knowledge of the history of the, and now, and my wife's, Becky's crying. She's like, Becky leans over to me and goes, freaking teacher's pet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. She's right. Shut up. You shouldn't have said anything.
So this thing, brother, it went on and on.
Oh, that's great.
So then eventually, and the things that I really wanted to see, they had contemporary art, like modern, they have a Picasso in there. Picasso painted a plate for one of the popes to use. Oh. And she had no interest in that. All she cared was like the ancient man, you know, the Renaissance masters, Raphael, which guy's amazing. There's a tapestry where Jesus' eyes follow you the whole way. It's incredible. But I'm like, oh, the contemporary. No, but you don't, that we'd have to go to the Sistine Chapel now. The one thing I wanted to see.
What you wanted is just not important.
Like, they got all this amazing stuff. Like, no. Like, the room didn't exist.
So let me ask you this. So you took this tour because it was a guided tour.
Guided tour. Okay. And I thought I was going to get some. Finally, you get in the Sistine Chapel, and you're told you can't speak, no photos, can't take any pictures. Even though there's no way a phone is going to damage any of the artwork or anything, they had to touch up all the stuff, all the smoke damage from the candles over the centuries. So we're in the middle of the Sistine Chapel, and everybody's blabbing away. And then all of a sudden you hear, and it reminded me of the voice in, what was the Tom Cruise movie with Nicole Kidman? Eyes Wide Shut. Remember when they go to that big party and they go, remove your mask.
Yes.
So all of a sudden in the middle of the Sistine Chapel you hear, silence. Silence. And everybody's butt puckered up. It's like the voice of God. You're waiting to see some Jesuit monks going to come and start whipping on people.
And did everybody shut up?
Everybody shut up. And it's like, they go, silence. And then pause, silencia. Of course, literally the guy from Utah, that's silence in Italian.
Thank you, sir.
So anyway, we finally make it out of there, and then you get the payoff, and you walk into St. Peter's, which is unbelievable. It's like it's so big you could play a football game in there. It's like the Astrodome of churches.
Anyway,
all I could think of was silence of the lips. Remove your mask. So anywho, that was my trip to the Vatican. We get out of there, and the guy from Chicago, he looks at us, he goes, "My God, I could." if you're going to do that, break it up. Have some wine and cheese in the middle or something. It just went on and on. Anyway, appreciate you. I just didn't have enough time to tell you that story yesterday.
But you enjoyed it.
Yes. Even Becky said, look, it was great. It's a once-in-a-lifetime. You wouldn't want to miss it. You know, and now she's like, now I see said I've done it. I told you, the Coliseum tour, that goes on for about 2 hours as well.
Yeah.
And I really want to.
So you're wearing the headphones?
No,
the,
but that's the one. It was overbooked. So we get the email from the hotel. They cast full refund and all
gotcha.
And that's the day that we were like, forget it. We're hungover.
Because you were looking at that before you left.
I just wanted to be, you know, stand where Maximus stood. You know?
Come on.
By the way, every American that was there that was online for the Coliseum could recite the, my name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yes, they wanted to relive it.
I mean, everybody was doing, like, mumbling that. Anyway, that's your Guide Talk brought to you by Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, now they are going to make some more, guys. We will get some more. By the way, some breaking news out of Philly. About a half hour ago, Bryce Harper got plunked. Apparently, he got hit. So we'll wait and see. Apparently, he's got some, I guess, there's some numbness, they're saying, to his elbow, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so take a you know, he left under his own power and everything like that. But apparently, Bryce Harper may have something a little wrong with him. Maybe, we don't know about
and
DL
now my
yet.
My elbow has a protuberance.
So stay tuned on that one. Anyway, there's your Guy Talk.
Hey, man. And by the way, it's the prequel they're coming out with, right, for Gladiator? Is
correct.
That right?
That's what it's supposed to be.
The prequel, yeah.
Right. And we're live at Taco Mac here in Marietta on Dallas Highway.
All right, coming up, we're going to hear from our offensive coordinator. We're going to hear from our quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback. We're also going to hear from Kyle Pitts because I need to hear from Kyle Pitts. It's all on the way and part of the Falcon Report as we count down to Sunday and the matchup between our Falcons and the Steelers. We're live at Taco Mac, as Mike said. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!